status of a plant today, and from a farmer's perspective, when we're going to start taking in beans?
Absolutely. So right now, Green Bison Soy Processing and Spirit with North Dakota is actively bidding for soybeans to be delivered in the last half of September, and we actually have bids all the way out through July of 2024. So definitely do want to note that to our customer base that we are showing carries of soybeans out in the future. So there's a carry in the actual soybean board, and there's also a carry in our basis. So there's an opportunity to capture that in the event there are storage opportunities either at the elevator or on the farm. So we're actively bidding for September, and we're expecting for the first soybean to be delivered to Spiritwood the week of September 18th of 2023. So we currently remain, you know, again, on time for that harvest activity, and we do anticipate this facility will be processing soybeans in October of 2023.
How do you work with the grain elevators on this, Mike?
Well, we partner. As you know, Green Bison is owned 75% by ADM and 25% by Marathon Petroleum Corporation. ADM does have relationships in North Dakota and the surrounding states from an elevation perspective. ADM may actually own elevators or have joint interrelationships relationships with them as well. So we work very closely with those, but also with third-party elevators. So obviously elevators play a key role in this process, and we do anticipate, you know, buying from growers and elevators. And how we work with elevators is obviously very strategically, as majority of those elevators are built with storage, and that provides an opportunity for us to make sure that we have 12-month supply of soybeans. As you know, North Dakota generally produces around, you know, 200 million bushels, give or take, on any given year. This facility will process upwards of 25% of that particular production on a yearly basis. And we need to work with all of our customers to make sure that we're providing that that market access, but also that we have a consistent supply for a product 12 months of the year.
Obviously exciting to have this new market for our growers in the region. What does this mean for the farmer?
Oh, it's tremendous. You know, I highlighted earlier, Don, as North Dakota in the past has been very reliant on export. Yes, we did have other processors that have processed soybeans more inconsistent, but this being a fully dedicated facility provides a second market access. So in addition to export, which will continue, the farmer, to your question, will have the ability to also consider that value add. So as you know, we're going to be processing that soybean in Spiritwood. We're going to be producing a soybean oil feedstock that'll be further produced and processed in Marathon's facility in Dickinson, North Dakota, for the renewable green diesel. So adding that value in addition to oil in the state, but also soybean meal and or pelletized hull. As you know, that product will be consumed within North Dakota and the 5-state radius, but also there will be opportunities to export that product out of the U.S. So the big benefit will be the added value that Spiritwood will provide to our customers. But also the diversity that, in addition to exports, again, that processing locally would provide not only proportions of the marketing year, but on a consistent basis, 12 months of the calendar year.
What's your crystal ball when you take a look at this renewable diesel side of things and where we're going from here?
Well, there's definitely a lot of excitement in the renewable space. You know, it's one where, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to disclose any specifics, but we believe this facility will help us meet, you know, growing customer demand for food, feed, and industrial and fuel customers. So I do feel like, you know, there's been a lot of interest. You know, we do have that is Green Bison the relationship with Marathon Petroleum, as you know, as I highlighted earlier, with that soybean oil feedstock to be further produced. But I would say, in closing, you know, very lot of excitement, provides a lot additional opportunities for the soybean value supply chain. But I would say overall, it's very positive.
Certainly the legislature stepped up and worked to encourage animal agriculture in the state and some of those type efforts, and with the soybean meal that will be seen coming out of the facility as well. What kind of potential do you see for growing that sector in the region too?
Yeah, that was, I think it was very, very key to help continue the efforts of growing animal aid production in the state of North Dakota. That is a initiative that we've been involved with, collaborating with as an industry partner with the associations, if it's the soy or if it's the corn, as looking at opportunities to expand. I think it's one where North Dakota has a lot of space, a lot of biodiversity with that particular segment. And I think one where it could help diversify agriculture in general in the state of North Dakota. So when you compare North Dakota across its neighboring states, unfortunately, we fall behind specifically to like a South Dakota or a Minnesota, where they're significantly increasing their animal aid production in comparison to North Dakota. But as you mentioned, it is a very good opportunity. It's one that will develop over time. And it's one that North Dakota has, in addition to just soy meal, it has a abundance of feedstock that any animal agriculture could utilize. So it's a good area for competitive feed. Now having a consistent supply of soybean meal, where we will have a high protein product. In addition to that, we'll have the pelletized hull that fits really, really well into the beef ration. With those two ingredients being a consistent supply, that only add to the interest and to the available feed supply for that segment of the market. So I think it's very positive. I think it's one that will take time. But yes, some of the advancements that have most recently been approved, if you will only help those efforts.
You mentioned September delivery starting for our growers here. If they're looking for more information on, contracting beans or the bid process, what do they have to do?
Great question. Thank you for bringing that up, Don. So if you're interested in establishing an account, is what I would first recommend. You can either phone us at 800-475-4291, or we have a lot of people reaching out via email. Our email address is our email address is gbst@greenbisonsoyprocessing.com. You can find our contact information on our website as well, which is greenbisonsoy.com. That information will show our contact information from a phone number or that email address that I referenced earlier. But either customer could reach out, again, phone or email, to get an account established and get included on our bids that we email out on a daily basis. But also, we do have the text option as well.